1 Samuel 17 verse 45. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied." In Hebrew, "Vayomer David el Plishti, אתה בא אליי בחרב ובחנית ובחידון, ואנוכי בא אליך בשם אדוני צבאות, אלוהי מערכות ישראל, אשר חירפת." Here again, we see the name of Jehovah accompanied with the word צבאות, which is translated in the English into hosts. In Hebrew, צבאות, אדוני צבאות, which means Jehovah צבאות, implies of the legions and armies of God. Tzava is army. Tzava is a legion. It's a big mass of people joined together to fight a war under a leader. The word tzvaot means, it's a plural form of tzava, means armies, meaning there's more than one army standing and is commanded by God. And for us to understand what is really going on and why this is used, is David is standing in front of Goliath, the most revered and soldier of the Philistines, and Goliath is armed to the teeth. He is armor, he has all the accessories of a warrior, and he is the best and most powerful warrior in the region. And David says to him, "You can come to me with whatever, with the sword, with your javelins, with your spears, but I come to you in the name of the armies of God, which you have defied and disgraced." And we see how David continues to win the battle with no swords and with no javelins, but with the stone. All this comes to show us the true strength of the armies and the legions that stand to the command of the Lord, of Jehovah.